The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Marcus Lima, who is one of the founders of Reduce My Footprint Dot Earth, which is a new solution that helps individuals and businesses to reduce their overall carbon footprints. And Marcus, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's jump right in. If you don't mind, please give us a high-level overview of Reduce My Footprint, the organization's history, mission, all that good stuff.
Yeah, happy to. So the very high-level view of what we do, as you said, is we're really founded to make climate action easy and affordable for everyday people. There's a growing interest in climate change, but also a growing apathy because the problem seems so intractable. So we're really trying to make it something that even individuals and smaller businesses can handle. And it all kind of started last year when me and my co-founders were students at Oxford University. And we had a lecture by this guy, Professor Miles Allen, who was the lead author of the UN special report on the 1.5 degree target. So that's that they have to limit global warming by 1.5 degrees above in pre-industrial levels. And like the basic takeaway was, we need to be removing CO2 to avoid these catastrophic changes. And then we ended up in the UK lockdown pretty dramatically. And suddenly we have this whole bunch of stretch of time that we had to fill somehow. So we figured, well, what can we do to help the world? And we kind of decided, well, this is where the world is heading. This is what we need to be doing. And we saw that this wasn't happening at the scale that it needs to happen at. And we thought we'd harness the power of collective action, as it were.
That's outstanding. You know, in many ways, you answered my next question, but we'll go into it a little bit deeper too, which is really about how we need to remove 20 billion tons of CO2 from the atmosphere every year, really, from up to 2050. That's pretty aggressive, right? But I love it because we need to do it, right? Tell us kind of more about this goal.
It's pretty insane because just to kind of frame a context around that 20 billion, right now, as a planet, like we're emitting the most we've ever emitted. We're emitting 40 billion tons of CO2 every year. And right now, we're not capturing anything. So we really need to go from nothing to removing almost as much as we're already emitting every year. So it's really quite a dramatic, the scale of this problem. And there are some like carbon offsetting solutions out there. Like you may have heard of Gold Standard and this WWF funded stuff. Like they finance solar farms and this sort of thing. But that's kind of like avoiding emitting more CO2, which is really not solving the fact that we need to actually be removing these 20 billion every year. And that number 20 billion, that comes from that report by Miles Allen. It's sort of our guiding mantra. We need to be capturing this much. We got to start doing it right now to make this actually achievable. And that's to avoid going above 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels in terms of warming, which would lead to, like, if you go above that, you have, like, Manhattan would drown, which I'm sure you would be personally quite interested by, Matt.
Yes, I lived there for many years. Yes,
exactly.
Consider it a home. Yep.
Would not be great. Yep. And, like, all these island nations would cease to exist, like Fiji, the Maldives, all of these would just be underwater. It's really quite dramatic, the consequences, if we don't do anything about this.
Wow. You know, Marcus, that's a perfect segue into my next question. So we do really need to do something about this. And that's where Reduce My Footprint comes in. And tell us about how your solution works.
Yeah. So when we kind of figured out, well, we have to start capturing CO2 somewhere. And what's the best, cheapest, simplest, most understandable way to do that right now? That's reforestation. Trees are just carbon from the air made to something solid, something firm that's no longer causing a problem. So we just thought, okay, well, what's this good way we can help people cheaply take climate action by planting trees? And that's why we created this platform, ReduceMyFootprint.Earth. And you can go on there and you can pick one of three plans that's scaled according to where you are in the world to capture carbon equivalent to whatever lifestyle you have. So if you're a regular guy, you just go to work, go back home, have a nice time, and you're not jet setting every week. Although these days, I suppose nobody is. But you essentially pick one of these three plans according to how much you fly or travel or drive around. And then we capture carbon equivalent to that by planting trees across the world. to compensate for that amount. And then you can go onto your profile on our platform to review what your impact is. And that's updated every month. You can see, oh, well, this month I've captured 2 tons of CO2. And that's equivalent to driving 10,000 miles in a car or flying London, New York 4 or 5 times, that sort of thing. So it's really trying to make it really visible, the impact you're having, in a quick, easy, cheap, and affordable way.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And also, too, if you don't mind, tell us about some of the reforestation projects that you have going on. You know, looking at your website, you're doing stuff in Haiti, Indonesia, a number of different places. So we'd love to hear more about these projects.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. We're working with a charity called Eden Reforestation Projects. They are the best-in-class tree planting charity out there right now. Like, they're working with that search engine Ecosia. So whenever you see that tree planting tick go up, that's them working with Eden, if you're familiar with that search engine.
Sure, yeah.
Also, they're also with the Bezos Earth Fund, got a huge grant from them. So they're really, they're the best at what they do. They're able to plant trees well, responsibly, and cheaply, which is exactly what we need to make this available to everyone. So currently they're operating across 6 countries. That's, as you said, Kenya, Madagascar, Mozambique, Nepal, Indonesia, and Haiti. And the way it works is it's really quite good because it's also, in addition to the great climate impact it's having, I mean, we're capturing like millions of tons every year, is that they hire local villagers across these 6 countries in Kenya, Madagascar, and so on. They give them a set of training so that they properly plant it to make sure that the survivability of the trees that they plant is really good. And then they plant it in their own local communities, which means that they're actually responsible for them themselves, in addition to having some local government protections and so on. So you kind of have that kind of personal responsibility for the trees that they're planting themselves. They're not planting stuff that they don't want to have and then later chop down. And the other thing to say is that in addition to them having that personal responsibility, so they do, that Eden are our partners, they have these independent third parties come and verify that the trees that they plant are actually there, which is rather fundamental. Carbon capture end of things, like we evaluate the species that they're planting, how much CO2 has actually been captured here, and make sure that everything is in order.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And also, too, your website is reducemyfootprint.earth. You all are users of the .earth domain. If you don't mind, tell us, why did you all choose .earth?
Well, I think it's such a great domain to have. It really, really is, because it's just right away when you go there or find on Google or on Facebook or wherever it is you are, it right away signals to people that go on there that what we're about and what our values are. It's all about the earth. So in that sense, it's absolutely perfect, especially for what we do.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. And Marcus, you know, seems like you guys have really made a lot of great traction in a relatively short amount of time with Reduce My Footprint. But what does the future hold? What's your future vision for this effort?
It's all about collective action with climate change, both on the micro scale and macro scale. It's about individuals coming together, signing up for things like Reduce My Footprint and make an impact, and countries coming together and do that on an even larger scale. But for right now, that's what we're doing. So we're just looking to grow our impact, spreading the word, doing things like this with you, Matt, which is great. But we're also developing other carbon capture methods, which is probably a whole other podcast. But as I said, I mean, we chose to plant trees initially because it's really easy and easy to understand, to get to wrap your head around, and it's currently the cheapest way. But there's only so much reforestation you can do before you start getting into trouble, because there's only so much land out there. So what we're also doing, because, I mean, we're engineers first, is we're developing this machine that captures carbon directly without taking up huge amounts of land. So that's something that we're working on and prototyping at the moment.
Wow, that's really cool. Awesome, awesome. Well, Marcus, we really appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Well, I would just, of course, encourage anyone listening to go check us out at reducemyfootprint.earth. And, you know, the action that you and everyone else takes now and in the next few years, it really matters. And doing something like this is a really cheap and affordable way to do it.
Awesome. And this concludes this Voices.Earth podcast interview with Marcus Lima, who's one of the founders of reducemyfootprint.earth, which is a new solution that helps individuals and businesses to reduce their overall carbon footprints. And as Marcus said, you could learn more about Reduce My Footprint by going to reducemyfootprint.earth. And Marcus, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Matt.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.